the number of farmers aged under 25 has dipped by probably about 63% in the last decade or so. And we know that the average age of farmers now is 55 and a half, roughly, and it's getting older. And I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to be involved in this campaign. And I think it's one of the reasons also why Barclays wanted to create a campaign like this, really, and call it Farm the Future, because it's important for us to preserve what's one of the most valuable industries to our society and to our life, particularly British society, when you consider everything that's going on at the moment, and encouraging young people really to get involved in an industry which I think has a lot of myths surrounding it, and a lack of knowledge, really, for those people who have a passion within the sector.
How have you found it being a young farmer in the industry? Obviously, it's great to look to people with a lot of experience, but have you found it difficult to perhaps meet people of a similar age who are doing the same sort of thing as you?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. There are lots of young people who are flying the flag for farming. And, you know, I recently went down to a college in Kent. I was doing some work for the BBC, and, you know, meeting some of their young people and some of the people who are going through agricultural college. And, you know, they believe that it should be included in our GCSEs and included in our national curriculum. You know, and I totally agree. I think it's really important, regardless of whether people want to consider a career in farming. You know, I think 3% of people wanting to go into farming is just way too low. You know, viewing that as a career is way too low. We have to increase that number if we're going to preserve what is an incredible industry for our nation, and something that we do incredibly well. And I think it's important to, you know, to be able to speak out, to say, have campaigns like this which encourage people, but also to be able to provide the education and the information and the advice that people need in order to be able to, especially new entrants that need to be able to access in order to do it and do it properly and do it profitably as well.
What do you think it might be that is putting some people off, or they're not even thinking about it as a career? Do you think it is just that lack of, they don't know too much about the industry, so what they don't know, they're not pursuing as an option?
Well, it's partly down to the fact that most people believe you have to own or buy a piece of land in order to be able to farm it. And for someone who perhaps is, you know, just about to enter into the career ladder, of course, unless they've got family behind them, or, you know, like myself, that had a previous industry, you know, which has been relatively lucrative, they just wouldn't consider it. They'll feel that they haven't got the money, or they're not able to afford to enter into that career. And that's just not true. At the end of the day, of course, there are establishments like Barclays and other banks that are able to help and give advice and provide the funding to be able to go into the sector. But at the same time, you know, just the knowledge that you don't have to own the farm. In fact, some of the biggest farmers that I know, well-known farmers on television, don't own their own farms. You know, they farm thousands of acres on generational tenancies and things like that. I wasn't even aware of until I came into the industry. So it's about giving that information to those young people and making it easier for them, with legislation and via the government, to be able to pursue a career in farming, and just to be able to give them the tools that they need in order to get the job done.
And you mentioned there about school. Do you think perhaps more could be taught about it in schools, so children have more of an understanding at a younger age as to what farming's all about?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's not so much that we're trying to get 100% of young people considering a career in farming, but the number has to increase from 3%. And ultimately, it's about having an understanding and appreciation for it. I think if every child can understand and appreciate the journey that our food takes and how valuable and important farming as an industry is, you know, you'll get lots of people who have a passion for it and want to do it as a career, but at the same time you'll get those who aren't perhaps pursuing that as a career appreciating it and valuing it and continuing to support it. And I think that's half the battle, as well as also getting existing farmers to pass that down and to think about succession planning and things like that, which keeps the family farms in particular alive, and allows people to I suppose the next generation to bring farming on. And when you consider our digital age and all of the bits and pieces, all the techie stuff, which is way past my brain, there's lots of people who are talented in that, and that's the kind of the way of the world. And I think there's so much opportunity within that part of farming that really is untapped and is increasing by the day.